It's a museum with a mine underneath the floor. An unusual but effective idea on promoting the industry that once flourished here and perhaps may flourish again. We'll head to a uranium mine on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
You can find several mining museums across the country, but the one in Grants, New Mexico, is different from all the rest.
The New Mexico Mining Museum has several different subtitles, but the one that is the most dramatic is the fact that we are the only uranium mining museum in the world.
From the 1950s through the 1980s, uranium was mined in the area. However, health guidelines and richer deposits outside the country shuttered the industry here. Bob Clark says that may be changing.
There are several uranium mining companies who have properties here. They're lobbying, they're promoting the possibility of reactivating some of the mines and even building new ones.
Even though the mines are closed, there's still one operating that you can see.
The museum is a simulated mine. They dug out a mine and outfitted it accordingly. And then this building is structured on top of that mine.
So visitors take the elevator below the New Mexico Mining Museum and see a working replica of the uranium mining that once took place and perhaps may take place again someday.
It's a fully outfitted uranium mine, and it's very well done, and people who know more about museums of that nature than I do are very complimentary, and we certainly appreciate that.
Old Route 66 also passes through town, bringing a steady stream of visitors who can explore the once thriving uranium mining industry that helped build the city. Traveling the countryside in Grants, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McCrae.